Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Friday! Dave Cohen in for Newell Normand on this Friday. Good Friday as we head into the Easter weekend with all the ugly, nasty weather behind us. No fear or threat of severe weather today, and just about a perfect forecast for the entire Easter weekend. So glad you could join us. Coming up in the next couple of hours, we're going to have a good time here on this Good Friday. What are you eating today? What seafood are you consuming? We're going to get the chairman of the Gulf Seafood Institute to join us to let us know what's going on in the seafood world right now. What's abundant? What's cheap? What's good? What's going on with crawfish, shrimp, catfish, oysters? You name it, we'll find out what's going on with it and talk about what you're eating on this Good Friday. And then in the 12 o'clock hour, Chef Kevin Belton joins us to talk about, is there a traditional Easter meal in New Orleans? We know the traditional Thanksgiving meals. We know the traditional Christmas meals. Heck, we even have traditional Fat Tuesday meals. But is there a traditional Easter meal in New Orleans? We'll talk about Easter eating coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. I'll be frank and honest with you. David Blake is here with us.
Yep.
Tom Perumian is in traffic with us.
Yes.
Ian is in Master Control with us.
Hello.
And guys, I had about four or five different ideas for a show for this hour. And I had asked our producer to try and get me a number of different guests so that we could talk about a number of different issues. We worked one, it fell through. Another didn't work out. Another, nobody was available. Seems a lot of people are not available on Good Friday. So they left me with an empty Easter basket of no goodies.
No goodies.
Not a single one of the topics I wanted to talk about this hour could come together. And then just moments ago, we're in the newsroom, and David Blake is telling us that he was flipping channels on television and came across a movie that he could not turn off. And it inspired me. And I said, you know what? I have movies like that, that when I'm watching TV, if I come across a movie that I just absolutely love, and there's only a few of them, that no matter what's happening, I will stop and watch it with commercial breaks if they're in there.
Because you know you can go get the whole thing.
Yeah, I can either get it on demand. Yeah. I can go pull it up out of my personal download collection, or I have the DVD. It doesn't matter. But I'll sit there and watch it just because it's on.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
That's the one you were watching, huh, David?
Yes, it was, and it just hooked me right in, and I just wait for the whole, you know, obviously you want the key line at the end where they have the confrontation, but when Nicholson first walks in that court, it's like, oh, my goodness.
All right, so A Few Good Men.
Oh.
It is for David Blaine.
Yeah.
Tom, what movie is it that if you're flipping channels and you come across, you just cannot turn it off under any circumstances?
Well, mine also features Jack Nicholson. It's Chinatown.
Ah, okay. Yeah. How many times do you think you've seen it?
Countless, literally. If it's on, you know, I know every scene. I know every line of dialogue. I know every shot. So
give
if
us
it's
your,
on.
Give us your best impersonation of your favorite scene.
He goes to lunch with John Huston on Catalina Island. Our lead character, J.J. Gittes, and John
our
Huston,
lead character.
Yeah.
Wow. He's close to this film.
And John Huston, they have fish for lunch, and it's the whole fish. And John Huston says, I believe they should be served with the head. To which Nicholson replies, that's fine, just as long as you don't serve the chicken that way.
Nice.
Well done. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Ian, what is it for you?
My submission is the 1997 drama disaster romance Titanic.
I'm the king of the world!
All right, Ian, have you taken a cruise?
Oh, yeah.
And have you gone to the very front of the cruise ship and reenacted the scene from Titanic?
Yes, yes. We did not set this up, but it is. I absolutely did do that. I took the Carnival Elation a couple years ago down to Cozumel, and it was one of the first things we did when we were up on deck walking around checking out the boat. I got up front, and I said to my girlfriend, go ahead and stand on the thing. She's like, I don't want to do that. I said, okay, you got it. Come on, just do it with me. You know, and then we did a thing with our arms extended, and she said, I'm flying, Jack, I'm flying. We weren't flying. We were on a boat.
Did you declare that you were the king of the world?
I did. I did. With the woohoo at the end, you know, just for good measure.
All right. There you go, folks. Those are theirs. Coming up, I'll tell you a couple of mine. Movies that will absolutely make me stop anytime they're on television, and I just watch them, whether it's at the very beginning, if it's in the middle, if it's the last few minutes. I just can't help myself. I also asked a few people in the newsroom, but I want to know yours. Call 504-260-1870. Text me at 870-870. What movies will make you stop flipping channels? And you will watch them no matter what. No matter what else is on, no matter what your obligations are, where you have to go, what you have to do. Heck, you may have to go to the bathroom, but you're not going because that movie's on TV. We're having fun here on Good Friday. It's been a long week, hasn't it? Well, I know a lot of people have been looking forward to this holiday weekend for a long time. So we want to give you something to smile about, something to laugh about, something to think about. Well, not too hard. Maybe you're getting the family loaded up over the river and through the woods, going to grandma's house, getting ready to go hunt eggs, preparing for sunrise services, whatever it is you've got on tap. Maybe you got a big boil going on, whatever it is you're doing. Let's have some fun today here on the Newell Norman Show. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. Your calls. And some of our favorite movies that make us stop in our tracks when we're flipping channels after this.
Can I ask you something? These sunglasses, they're really nice. Are they government issued or do all you guys go like to the same store to get them?
Midnight Run. I stopped and watched that last week. I cannot help myself. When that movie comes on, I have to watch it. Even if it's got commercials, I sit through the commercials when I could just go get the DVD. I think I have it on VHS, too. But I'll watch it no matter what. What are the movies that you will stop and watch when you're flipping channels on TV that you just cannot help yourself? 504-260-1870. Hey, Chuck, thanks for calling. You're on WWL.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
It's got to be the Avengers, the original six, you know?
We're not a team. We're a time bomb.
There you go, a little excerpt from the first Avengers movie. Have you bought your tickets for the new one that comes out next weekend?
Absolutely, had them the day they went on sale.
I bought mine last week. Long story short, my daughter and I are going to go see it Saturday morning. So a week from tomorrow. That's a good one. And it doesn't come on TV that often, but when it does, you stop in your tracks and you watch it, huh?
Definitely.
All right, Chuck. Appreciate the call. Have a great Easter weekend, man.
You too. Thanks.
Hey, let me ask you a quick question, a second question. Just thought about it. We'll add this in as people call in. Cadbury cream egg, gold brick egg, or Reese's peanut butter egg? Which do you hope most you get in your basket this Easter? 504-260-1870. Hey, Matt, thanks for calling. You're on WWL.
How you doing?
Good.
I just want to comment on a movie that I cannot turn off if I see on.
What is it?
Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, that is a good one.
What do you mean he just wasn't here? Don't say that to me, hey. Don't say that to me again.
But, sir, he wasn't.
I can see that, hey. Think I'm blind? Is that what you're saying? Am I blind, Haig?
No, sir.
What about you? You blind? Tell me what this is.
Last night's camp.
Mm-hmm. You see Dufresne's name there? I sure do. See, right there. Dufresne. He was in his cell and lights out. Stands to reason he'd still be here in the morning. I want him found.
They still want him found to this day. You know there's talk about a sequel now, huh?
Oh, what?
Yeah, just last week.
Who would be Andy Dufresne?
Well, that's a good question, but we don't know all the details. But, yeah, there was some buzz in Hollywood. In fact, it was earlier this week. There are stories out this week in some of the trade mags that they're looking at doing a sequel to Shawshank Redemption.
I kind of like the original, but I'm open to seeing the sequel.
There are some things that are better left alone and maybe not redone.
That's what I think.
In fact, there's now talk they're going to do a new All in the Family television show. That it's going to be a one-time thing. And I thought, no, you can't do that again. That's one of those things that's got to be left alone.
Yeah, some things are better left alone, like you said.
All right, Matt, in your Easter basket, what do you want most? A gold brick egg, a Cadbury cream egg, or a Reese's peanut butter egg?
Give me an egg full of cash.
Like that. Actually, my mother-in-law does that. She hides prize eggs not only for the kids, but for everybody. You know, it's just a $5 bill or a $10 bill. But, yeah, she does that. So probably not enough cash to make you happy. But I'm going to make that our WWL, Blue Runner Gumbo Opinion Poll, just so we can have some more fun today. Which would you prefer, a gold brick egg, a Cadbury cream egg, or a Reese's peanut butter egg? This all started early this morning. Normally, I'm on from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., and this morning, Miss Meteorologist Alexandra Cranford told me she was really looking forward to getting a Cadbury cream egg. Those I have seen for years on television, you know, and they always look so good on TV. And I remember I finally got one once. I remember it was in a checkout line at a grocery store. I begged and begged my mom to get me one. And finally, I had my first Cadbury cream egg. And to me, it looked so much better than it tasted. Ugh. So I'm a gold brick egg guy. I love gold brick eggs. And I have not had one yet this year. But I am very much looking forward to my first gold brick egg of the Easter season. 504-260-1870. So you can answer that question. You can also tell me what movies, when you're flipping channels, can you absolutely not turn off that you just have to watch? 504-260-1870. Hey, Anne, thanks for calling. Anne Marie, thanks for calling. You're on WWL.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. Happy Friday.
Oh, same here. Same to you. And I hope you have a wonderful and prosperous weekend.
Well, thank you.
Well, my favorite is, well, actually, it's me and my daughter's favorite, is The Sandlot.
Ah, yes. What is your favorite scene from The Sandlot?
You want a s'mores? A s'more of what? Oh, you're killing me, Smalls. Oh, I just love it. I love it. Matter of fact, my daughter had bought me a T-shirt, and when I wear my little T-shirt, and people be looking like, why is this old lady wearing a Sandlot T-shirt? But that's like one of my all-time favorites because I share it with my daughter.
Ah,
but
so
now I heard they're supposed to do a reboot of that.
Really?
Now, yeah, now I don't know how true it is. They had, I think it was like they were celebrating 20 years and they all got the gang back together and they say that they was going to do a reboot. Now, I don't know if it was going to be.
Oh, wait, with all the kids as adults, they'd have them back?
Yes, yes. All the kids are as adults. And I think that's going to be amazing. Amazing, but I really like The Sand. I don't
All
know,
right.
Like the other caller said, and like you said, some things are left to be not remade.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And also, my favorite, y'all didn't put in the pecan egg.
Ah, okay.
Now that's my favorite. Favorite. But
Emery, where are you from?
Gentilly.
And you say pecan?
Pecan, pecan.
Pecan. All right.
Tomato.
I got you. Anne-Marie, have a great weekend. Go get with your daughter, watch The Sandlot, and enjoy yourself a pecan egg, all right?
Thank you.
A wonderful weekend. Anne-Marie, you heard her favorite. What's yours? 504-260-1870. Here's another one for me that I cannot go by if it's on television and I'm flipping through the guide.
Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. A fugitive has been on the run for 90 minutes. Average foot speed over uneven ground, barring injuries, 4 miles an hour. That gives us a radius of 6 miles. What I want out of each and every one of you is a hard target search of every gas station, residence, warehouse, farmhouse, hen house, outhouse, or dog house in that area. Checkpoints go up in 15 miles. Your fugitive's name is Dr. Richard Kimball.
Dr. Richard Kimball. Oh, God, I love that movie.
Go get him.
Yeah, and they do get him eventually. That's a great spoiler alert. Sorry if you haven't seen it. I guess I shouldn't have said that. 504-260-1870. Clyde, thanks for calling. You're on WWL.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Clyde. How you?
Hey, great. Look, I was calling because one of my favorite ones, man, is Behind Enemy Lines. It has the realistic type of war, you know, situation, and it, man, it keeps you interested.
Yeah, so anytime that one comes on, you're watching it.
06, go ahead.
06 is at rally point 3 and standing by.
06, latest intel says your current location
undoable for pickup. Stand by to copy rendezvous point.
Say again your last. I am at the rendezvous point.
You need to hump it out to safe zone.
Negative.
I do not understand. Why is this spot not doable for pickup?
I am good to go now.
Burnett, 06. You are a combat naval aviator. Start acting like one.
You've been shot down. Life is tough. I'm very sorry.
You pull yourself together. You do whatever it takes. Create some angles between you and your pursuers. Use your training. Use your head. Evade and survive. And we will bring you home.
Gene Hackman and Owen Wilson. Appreciate the call. 504-260-1870. What are the movies you cannot turn off? And this may be helpful to people because they'll hear other people's favorites and they'll remember how much they like them. Or maybe it's something you haven't seen. You're like, oh, well, I really need to see that movie then. And maybe you'll go watch it this weekend. You know, we got a lot of time this weekend. A lot of us spending time with friends and family, especially the family part. Sometimes you need to put on a good movie so that everyone can just kind of relax and watch a movie and not get all up in each other's stuff. 504-260-1870. David, thanks for calling. You're on WWL.
Hello.
Hey, David. How are you?
How you doing? Good. One of my favorite movies is The Burbs.
The Burbs?
Tom Hanks and Bruce Dern.
And you will stop if that's on no matter what.
Oh yeah, because there are some hilarious, good, clean jokes and good, clean fun that these guys are protecting their neighborhoods from foreign invaders. And one of my favorite lines in this movie is at the end when they realize that this guy is a serial killer, a mass murderer. Bruce Dern sees one of the little helpers, the cousin, a nephew, running across the lawn, and he says, "Hey, Pinocchio, where are you going?" And he throws this guy a cheap body block. And it's really hilarious. They ring the man's doorbell. Bees come out. I mean, they just get waylaid, and it's one of my favorite comical movies.
All right, David, have a great weekend. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you
for sharing
Happy
that scene
Easter.
With us. Yeah, what candy you need to get in that Easter basket? What's the bunny got to bring you to make it perfect for you?
Gold brick.
I'm with you, man. Or Heavenly Hash. I'll take either one. 504-260-1870. More of your calls coming up, and the movies that will make you stop in your tracks when you're flipping channels that you will absolutely run. Some that we're getting texted at 870-870.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Senator Corleone. Governor Corleone. Something.
Another peasant of Anta.
This wasn't enough time, Michael. Wasn't enough time.
Well, we don't have enough time for any more before the news, but we'll have plenty more after the news. Your calls and text messages at 870-870 coming up here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Newell Norman.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Full Metal Jacket, getting a bunch of text messages at 870-870. Now, that's a movie if you're flipping channels and it comes on or you're scrolling through the guide. Guess we have to use today's terms. Most people don't flip channels anymore. You hit the guide button and then you scroll through the guide. That you see it's on, you're going to stop and you're going to watch it. Almost no matter what. 504-260-1870. Text me at 870-870. Text coming in. Goodfellas, my cousin Vinny. They originally texted my cousin Bunny. That must have been an autocorrect. I'm not familiar with my cousin Bunny, but I know my cousin Vinny. All right. Someone else texted at 87870 with the one that actually started this whole conversation. It was David Blake. Just yesterday, he said he was flipping through channels.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Yeah, a few good men. That's in my number, too. I rarely pass that one up. The Godfather, someone else is saying. True Romance. Rudy. Oh, that's a good one. Top Gun. Spaceballs. Really? Every single time? The Razor's Edge with Bill Murray. Steel Magnolias. Green Mile Bridge, Over the River Kwai, and Green Berets. Uh-huh. Those are all good ones. 504-260-1870. Hey, Mike, what is it that you have to watch when it's on?
All those other movies are good movies. One that I never understood why I got more love was Man on Fire with Denzel.
That is a great, great movie.
Great movie. His acting, the way it was shot. You know, the kind of choppy style. I mean, it was in the story, Dakota Fanning. And he's talking about, you know, lines like that one scene where he's in the window with the rocket launcher. The guy says, "Don't you believe in forgiveness?" He's like, "Well, that's between them and God. It's just my job to arrange the meeting." You know, and
then, there you
and
go.
Then, and then, of course, the one he's got the guy with the C4 up is, you know what, and he's got the timer on him. And he goes, "Last wish, sir, last wish. Well, I wish you had more time." I mean, there's the whole movie. It's one of those that, you know, I never thought I got enough attention, but it's an awesome movie. I can never turn it away.
You know, some movies are great because they're great acting, because of a great plot, great story, all of that. Others are great because of so many wonderful lines that you'll never forget. And some it's a combination right. of. But, yeah, correct. I mean, like the movie Midnight Run, there are so many lines from that movie that I will never forget.
De Niro and him, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
we can't say some of them on the air.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, the movies like that, though, you know, there are some that I thought, you know, I loved when I was younger. And then when I had kids, I'm like, well, I got to show these movies to my kids, not realizing how filthy some of the dialogue was, or inappropriate some of the plot line was, until I had children.
Anything, and I'm having a rough time because my son's 13. Any Mel Brooks movie, I had him watch Young Frankenstein, and
did he like it?
Joke around. Yes, we joke around with the fuhuha. You know, I don't think he gets it. You know, I'm kind of happy that he doesn't get the joke with the horse. You know, but, you know, he repeats it in, you know, Blazing Saddles. I started having him watch it. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. You know, I think, though, I was probably about 13 when I saw Blazing Saddles. I don't know if my mom knew I saw it, but.
any Mel Brooks ones, you know, when those come on, I can't turn away from those. And it's talking about lines and stuff. I mean, like you said, there's a new CNN, I don't know if you watch, is doing a thing in the summer. You know, they did it on the 80s and 90s and Tricky Dick and all this. So they're doing a thing on famous movies, like they're doing a whole series on movies with lines and whatnot. That's going to be interesting to watch.
It's like the most memorable movie lines of all correct. Time kind of thing?
Well, I don't know if it's movie lines, but movies and their importance and movie lines and all that stuff. It looks like it'll be interesting. It's coming
gotcha.
Out.
Well, thanks, Mike. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your Easter. What's the one egg you need to get in your basket so it's a perfect holiday weekend for you?
The one with money.
You're the second person to say that. It's not on the choice list, but you can throw it. You know, when you're alive on there, you can say whatever you want. I put the gold brick egg, the Cadbury cream egg, and the Reese's peanut butter egg on there. Those are the choices we have in our poll at WWL.com, brought to you by Red Runner Gumbo. Well, Blue Runner Gumbo. I'll check how people are voting coming up here in just a moment. 504-260-1870. Let's take one more before our break. Pal, thanks for calling. You're on WWL.
How you doing?
Doing all right. Let's start with your egg. Which egg's got to be in that Easter basket?
I like the peanut butter egg. I can't stand the Cadbury taste. And,
yeah, that was the most disappointing thing to me ever when I finally tasted one. They looked so good on TV, but
I don't like big solid chocolate eggs, so I like the peanut butter egg.
Wait, do you like a hollow bunny, too, instead of a solid bunny?
Well, a hollow bunny's all right. I said I don't like the solid, you know.
Right, no, but you said you didn't like the hollow, you didn't like the solid egg. Do you like the solid bunny, though?
No, I don't like the solid bunny. I like the ones that are hollow.
Oh, really? You're I think, the exception. I think most people, if they get the hollow bunny, they're like, oh, cheap. I wanted the real thing. I wanted a full bunny full of chocolate. Know. Yeah. All right. Now, what do you eat first, the feet or the ears on the bunny?
Whatever comes up first when I open the box.
All right. We digress. You actually called to tell us about that movie that you could not stop if you're scrolling through the television channels.
If I'm flipping through, I'll always stop for the last 20, 30 minutes of Sin of a Woman.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mr. Sims, you are a cover-up artist, and you are a liar.
But not a snitch.
Excuse me?
No, I don't think I will.
Mr. Slade.
There you go, Scent of a Woman. Pal, we appreciate the call.
That scene with the oration to the jerk who was running the thing and to the committee that was back there, that's a classic.
Yeah, great movie. Pacino, great actor. A lot of Pacino movies coming up as people are texting me at 870-870. I'll share some more of your texts and phone calls about the movies that if you are scrolling through TV and they're on, you'll even watch them with commercials. They're so good. The original Rocky. Several people texting that one to 870-870 is a movie they cannot turn off if it comes on when they're scrolling through the channels. Linda, thanks for calling. You're on WWL.
Hi. My favorite movie is Ben-Hur, The Story of the Christ.
Oh, well, that's appropriate here on Easter weekend, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Have you ever seen it?
I have. It's been a long, long time, though. You know what I do end up watching almost every Easter weekend is the Ten Commandments, because that always comes on television on Easter weekend.
Well, they don't make them like they used to.
No, they don't. But, you know, they make them in some respects differently, in some respects better, in some respects not so much. Linda, what's your favorite Easter candy? What you got to have to make your Easter complete? What's got to be in that basket the bunny brings you?
Well, I'd rather have homemade carrot cake with cream cheese frosting.
Oh, Linda.
Pecans in the frosting.
You have just made me so hungry. All right, homemade carrot cake with cream cheese frosting with pecans in the frosting. Linda, thank you. You just made me smile, and I can taste that. It makes me hungry, but I'm glad that you called and suggested it. Of those of you voting at WWL.com in our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, it's a tie right now between Elmer's Gold Brick Egg and Reese's Egg at the top, with Cadbury Cream Egg way, way behind. 504-260-1870. John, thanks for calling. You're on WWL. That movie you can't turn off is?
The original Rambo.
That's a good one.
And Porky's.
Porky's. That doesn't come on TV very often, though, does it?
No, not too much.
I don't think I've seen Porky since I was a teenager. But you'll watch it again and again, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks for the call. 504-260-1870. Ray, thanks for calling. You're on WWL. What's that movie you won't turn off?
The Natural.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a favorite scene from that one?
When he hits that home run
and the lightning strikes the ball.
Yeah, lightning bolt. Yeah,
it comes unraveled and kind of floats out there. Yeah, Robert Redford.
Oh, that was also when he knocks the cover off the ball. There's nothing like that. That was.
You know, is that where that phrase comes from? Knock the cover off the ball. Do you think? Did that predate the movie?
I don't know. Yeah, I think it predated the movie. There's also another one that I've been watching a lot for the last 2 years, 3 years, is Oblivion with Tom Cruise.
Really?
It's awesome.
You won't turn that one off?
No, because you cannot tell what's going on. I had to watch it 3 times to figure it out.
Right.
Excited. Great movie.
But you like, once you figured it out, it was worth it, huh?
Yeah, and now I still watch it. So.
There you go. Ray, appreciate the call. What candy you got to have?
Gold brick
all the way, yeah, man. That or Heavenly Hash, either way. I'm fine either one.
The Heavenly Hash, too.
All right. Thanks, Ray. Have a great Easter weekend.
All right,
you know, that just made me remember Field of Dreams. That's one I won't turn off. What's one that you won't turn off? one more round after this, and I'll read a bunch of the text messages you're sending me at 870-870. Casino, Goodfellas, Smokey and the Bandit, Legends of the Fall. Brad Pitt is just so hot. Grease, Top Gun, Armageddon, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Tommy Boy, The Shooter. What are the movies you won't turn off? Any of the Harry Potter movies, Remember the Titans, Joe Dirt. Let me check. I thought that was my son's phone number. It's not. Young Frankenstein, Men of Honor, Seven, Airplane, My Cousin Vinny, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Hey, I'm walking here. My favorite all-time, Midnight Cowboy, says a text message at 870-870. Harlem Nights, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Just some of the movies people say that when they're flipping channels, they just cannot turn off. Just for full disclosure, I tried like three or four different topics we wanted to talk about this hour. But because it's Good Friday, all the guests we wanted were not available. And just before I walked in to start filling in for this hour of the Newell Norman Show, David Blake told us that he was watching A Few Good Men yesterday. He didn't mean to. He was just going through the TV stations. He saw it on, and then he sat there and watched the entire thing with commercials. So it inspired this conversation. DJ, thanks for calling. You're on WWL. What you got?
Well, I love Sister Act. That's a pretty good movie. Helping people, you know?
Absolutely.
And A League of Their Own, good baseball movie.
Oh, yeah.
There's no crying.
Tom Hanks made it through
that. There's no crying in baseball.
Yeah, there's no crying in baseball. Love that movie.
Yeah, well, that's one of them. That's one of them. I like it when Dottie Hester said it gets too hard. He says it's the hard that makes you good, you know?
Yeah, a lot of lessons in that movie. And, you know, that movie ahead of its time, I think, you know, in terms of for the whole equality movement and all of that, even when it took place and it was set, but even when it was released, I think that it was rather apropos at the time. And, that's a movie that has a lot of great lines, but also a great story. And I haven't seen that one in years. When's the last time you saw it?
About 3 months ago.
Yeah, was it that's one of those situations where it was just you're looking for something to watch on TV, and there it was?
Yeah, I was slipping through, and what's interesting, every movie I watch again and again, I see something new in it, you know, that I hadn't seen before.
Really?
Well, that's pretty neat. I've never seen that, like the background stuff.
Even if you've watched it 100 times, so at some point you glean something you didn't glean before. All right, DJ, what candy you got to have to make your Easter complete?
Well, I really do like those peanut butter eggs.
They are good. Yeah, if you're going to give me an egg that's not solid or a bunny that's not solid, fill it with peanut butter, and I'll be happy.
Well, yeah, that'll work.
All right, have a great Easter weekend, DJ. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right, 504-260-1870. Hey, Mike, what you got?
World War Z and The Godfather.
Yeah, a lot of people said The Godfather, and I haven't heard others say World War Z. That's a zombie flick, huh?
And I'm not usually into zombie flicks, but for some reason I like that one. I don't know why. But every time it's on, I got to watch it.
All right. I don't think I've seen it. Maybe I'll check that out. But
keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Yeah, great line from The Godfather there. Thanks, Mike. Yep. We appreciate the call. What's your favorite candy?
Thanks. The pecan egg.
Pecan egg. Yeah, I didn't put that one on the list. Maybe I should have because you're the second caller who's mentioned it. Although one of the earlier callers said she grew up in Gentilly and she called it a pecan egg.
I've always said pecan. My son's 4, and he says pecan, and my wife gets...
What does she think it is?
Pecan.
All right. Oh, he says pecan.
Pecan. Pecan, yeah, that's
well,
the way I say it.
For full disclosure, I'm a damn Yankee. You know the difference between a Yankee and a damn Yankee? Yankees come down to visit, and they go back home. Damn Yankees come down here, and they never leave. I've lived here in New Orleans longer than I lived up north. But when I did live up there, everyone called it pecan. You had pecan pie, and you wanted to pick pecans. And when I first said that coming down here, people looked at me like I had two heads. I was like, you know, a third eye in the middle of my forehead. It's pecan,
that's
not pecan.
Right. My wife's family's actually from Massachusetts, so that's probably where she gets it.
Ah, there you go. Well, we'll excuse her. She must be a damn Yankee, too, huh? She's down here now?
Yep.
All right.
We're good.
Have a great weekend, Mike. Thank you. 504-260-1870. Guy, you're the last one, I think, in this hour to tell us your favorite movie. Although, hold on. You and Louie have the same favorite. So bring Louie up, too. All right. Mike and
hey.
Guy and Louie, you're both on. All right. In the count of three, you both tell us your favorite movie. One, two, three.
Dirty Dozen.
I only heard one voice.
Dirty Dozen.
Ah, Guy's just a little delayed there. Well, all right, Guy, go first. Favorite scene?
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and Dirty Dozen.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Louie, favorite scene from Dirty Dozen?
The favorite scene was the guy in the tank that kept going, forward!
Well done, Louie. Thanks, man. Yeah. What's the candy you got to have? What's the candy you got to have, Louie?
Goldbrick is the best. Elmer's Goldbrick.
Absolutely. And it's made here locally, right here in Louisiana. So
that's correct.
There you go. So we're keeping the money
Happy
at home.
Easter to you and your family.
Happy Easter. You have a great weekend. All right, coming up next hour, what's the seafood scene look like on this Good Friday? We'll find out for you here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Newell Normand on Good Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.